Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. I'm also the best-selling publisher at inspiredlivingpublishing.com, a boutique publishing company for visionary women with an empowering message to share. Today, we're going to be talking about soul language. Have you ever asked yourself, who am I? What am I here for? Why do I keep falling into the same old patterns with my work and relationships? Well, today, the topic of soul language and the wisdom of my guest, Jennifer Urizio, will cover that and so much more. Jennifer is the founder of Soul Language and a master intuitive who uses her intuitive skills to help raise conscious health. And I remember when I first read your book, Soul Language, I think that's when we first connected. I was really drawn to how you explain everything and the entire concept, which really spoke to who I am and how I live my life. So let's dive in. I want our listeners to know, what is soul language?
Well, you know, soul language came about because I was asking some really big questions like, why am I here? Where are my people? What do I do with this master service, you know, life purpose of mine? And how do I alleviate suffering through connection, which is my sacred mission? And I went to a conference where someone said, we're going to be friends. And I went, yeah, totally, I understand that. Then my inner voice came like, why her? Not this person across the way, but that looks really nice, but I don't really care if I see them again. What is that about? What I heard was that soul language, and I went, okay, I'm going to start asking more questions. And I divinely downloaded a pair, not to put anybody in a box, but to describe your three core energies of your soul so you can utilize your soul consciously, so you can create from a place of profound power rather than separation or lack. And so each one of us has three core energies of soul. We call those languages. Your mission here, how you fuel that mission, and then your soulful personality, which really means how your soul prefers to go through life. So I can give a one-liner to every soul and every business soul. Yep, your business has a soul. And that becomes your mild marker. It becomes an understanding of your consciousness. So my one-liner for my soul is I create balance for myself and others, because it all starts at home, through love, integrity, and courage. And that's a combination of my three soul languages. And when I understand that and when I'm being that, my life is pretty fun. When I'm not, oh, there's a lot of struggle involved.
That's powerful. Imagine, you know, going through life, knowing what your soul language is and how you're, it's almost like how your soul wired, right, to exist in this world.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it allows you to really, you know, we all have this information, right? And there's so many ways of kind of unveiling the information of our soul that we've forgotten. You know, what I love about soul language is it's not only information that's going to resonate with you, but it's a living, breathing consciousness. So as everyone expands and grows in their consciousness, those soul language definitions grow and they're updated. And so you really understand how to be the individualization of that one, whatever you call it, universe, tree, Bob, God, divine, cupcake, I don't care. That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. And I've always believed, well, I'm someone that follows my, I call them soul whispers, right? I didn't do that in my 20s and 30s. I wasn't awakened yet. But now everything I do has to come from a deeper sense of meaning for me. So that has to be the language of my soul then, is following that guidance that leads me to my next best step. Is that how, after you educate in share with a client what they're supposed to use to live their life from this place of sacredness and balance?
Yeah, I mean, I encourage them to grow in consciousness. So that is my definition of consciousness. So it really becomes a way to create your life with more ease, with more grace. So, you know, I think that your soul has such a profound ability to help direct you through life's challenges. And I think it also has a profound ability to help you understand that you are loved, supported, and safe, right? And so when you tune into that, you really are able to kind of set that in motion for yourself instead of living through autopilot or living based on your, you know, experiences of pain, which we so often do.
It's being more conscious then of how you're showing up in your life and being present in your life so that your soul's leading the way and not your fear and ego.
Yeah. I mean, I think that my ultimate thing is to feel free here. And I think that that's direct soul guidance. And so when we tune into our souls, whatever your greatest desire is, your soul is going to help you lead you down that path rather than the mind with the little m, which is just going to try to keep you in the safety of pattern and the safety of the beliefs that you grew up with.
And you've been teaching this for quite a while because we met a few years ago.
Soul Language was downloaded in 2007, so yeah.
Yeah, because I knew it was quite a while ago because Aspire went from a print mag to digital in 2009, and I knew we met around that time. And you could tell when I first met you, I could tell that this wasn't something created. It was something given.
It's a beautiful way of putting it, yeah. And I didn't really have a choice with it, right? It just, and what was happening was I was creating all of that information or, you know, gathering it most of my life. And I just didn't know it. And so this allowed me to really kind of put all of those tools and all of the data that I've been collecting into one kind of paradigm that supports others. You know, if you asked me as a little kid, what did I want to be when I grew up? I don't think it would have been, oh, I want to talk about soul language, right? So it's kind of interesting how that all takes shape for someone.
And as a master intuitive, is one of your gifts being able to tap in and help or see someone else's soul language?
We do it through a very structured system called therapeutic kinesiology, which means that person gives us permission, and I say us because now I teach this to other individuals to use in their sacred work, to identify a person's soul languages. So my body becomes a pendulum on your soul's behalf, and your soul moves my body. That way, it's a sacred connection, and we take any ego out of the game. So it's not like you have to fill out a list or do a survey or, you know, I tap in and just go, here's what it is. Your soul is actually moving my body, and it can be done virtually. I've not met more than half of the people that I've worked with. So it becomes a very sacred process and a very quick and easy one. So my master intuitive abilities help. You know, so often people will say, are you in my head? How do you know that? And I'm like, I just know. It helps in guiding someone to connect to their own inner guidance and to receive support. I firmly believe, and I think that's why soul language for me is so powerful, I firmly believe that if you tell people, it's never going to support their solution of any challenge. That answer is always inside of them. So I'm really interested in teaching people how to fish, not to give them their fish for them. And I think that soul language does that, and my master intuitive abilities just support that.
Well, I can see what a gift it is, and I believe in kinesiology. I remember going, I think it was a holistic health practitioner many years ago, and she used it to test for food allergies. I mean, it's the same type of kinesiology. It's just being used through you because you're the sacred vessel receiving
exactly
the info.
Yeah, and what's really great about that is that it does take all of the kind of ego out of the situation, all of the, oh my God, am I right? I got it, you know. And
yeah.
It's so funny because when we identify certain languages, there's a mission language called negotiator. They'll always negotiate that language. They'll be like, well, I don't really think that's me. And I'm like, okay, you realize you're negotiating, right? And they're like, oh. So, you know, there's certain, you know, energy tells that we talk about as practitioners to support people. You know, what's so amazing is that when you actually understand that information and start utilizing it consciously, the world doesn't become so personal, meaning, you know, everything's not a reflection of, or you don't believe everything is a reflection of your essential nature. It becomes a reflection of how you utilize your essential nature. So most of the time people are, you know, looking at their lives and subtly they're going, I'm not worthy, or I can't have that, or, you know, I'm not enough. That's just about how you're utilizing your essential nature. That's not your essential nature. Your essential nature, your soul, is whole and complete, one with the divine, master of the, you know, however you want to put that. And it's just a matter of how we are utilizing our power. And I think understanding your soul languages helps you utilize your power consciously rather than from pattern.
That's so powerful. And I want to dive in. We're going to go to our break right now, but when we come back, I want to talk about why it's so important to connect to our soul. And I'll be back in a moment with Jennifer Urizio of soullanguage.us.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And we're having such a yummy conversation today. I love all this stuff. We're talking about soul language and why it's so important to connect to your soul. And with me today is Jennifer Urizio of soullanguage.us. Jennifer, right before the break, I said, let's talk about why it is so important to connect to your soul. You know, that question always kind of befuddles me because I always go, how could anyone think it's not important, right? Like, that information is your, as I like to call it, your individual cake batter, your secret cake batter of the divine goo. And to kind of have that access and that connection consciously, to understand that somewhere before you came in body that you had your own back, that you are kind of
set up to experience the goodness, that you are, that it is your mission here to be loved, supported, abundant, prosperous, at peace, that, and your soul is that tuning fork for the humanist to remember. To me, that's important. I mean, that's the important on a grand scale. On the tiniest little scale, you know, your soul can tell you anything from what do you need to know today, which is the easiest question to ask each day, to, you know, whether you should go left or right, or, you know, whether that relationship is in your greatest good. It has a knowing and informational database that our little mind just doesn't have. And it's our tapping into the infinite of possibilities. I think that's extremely important. And I think that most people are doing this without consciousness. And so when you put just a little bit of consciousness in it, you put, you know, gas in a car that's already ready to go, so to speak.
It's so powerful. And so you're saying that even in the little questions, like, you know, what should I know today? I started playing with my intuition, God, probably 20 years ago, and it started like with little games because I wanted to learn how to trust it, right? I was just still learning how to trust.
Right. It would be nodding my head. You can't see me, but I'm nodding my head.
Yeah, and it was like, who's calling right now on the phone? Where is the set of keys that I lost? And because I believe that our soul already knows that question, but our mind's not seeing the answer because we're going into a story.
Yeah, there's no attachment, right? So, you know, you're not, we often so make the things in our lives, life and death, and in reality, like 95% of the time, we're not dealing with life and death, right? So when you ask, where are my keys? You know, you don't have any attachment to that. And so it becomes a game. It becomes easier to trust that. You know, I think where people fall down in utilizing their intuition, excuse me, is when they, or connecting with their soul, when they receive information and it doesn't come to pass. And, you know, several years ago, I was dating a guy and I saw everything. And I never saw anything like that before. Like, I saw it all, like, beginning, the entire relationship, you know, and it was glorious. And then when it didn't take root, I was so angry, like, but I saw it all. I got it all. Like, how can I not trust that intuition again? And, you know, I think that what makes connecting to your soul so powerful is that, you know, you are working, in quotes, 100 feet ahead. You're in collaboration with the universe because everyone has free will. There's a lot of cogs in this wheel. So, you know, so often we get a vision and then we're going to go, we follow the vision A to Z instead of checking in. Well, if everyone's moved, you know, left and you saw the vision and you're still going right, you know, there's some things that aren't going to take, excuse me, hold there. So by continuously having that collaboration with your soul, you also can work within the wheels of the universe and with the wheels of humanity. So I think that's one of the things that I love about connecting with soul. And I think also, you know, people get to release any pain around their past intuition or their past connections not coming or completing the way they wanted to. It just meant that something was off the mark.
So is that how you came to terms with the frustration and anger that you saw? Was so you're saying if you're part of the cog, your vision was that, but somewhere along the way, something shifted either in his journey and the two didn't come together? Is that how you would describe
it? I mean, there's a million reasons, you know. I did come to terms, and, you know, and I consulted healer after healer, and they kept saying the same thing. Jennifer, something bigger is going to come along. You have to trust. And I used every curse word I could come up with. It took me about a year to come to terms with that and understand it. And now that I look at it, because I found my most amazing peep about 2 years ago, now that I look at it, I go, oh, wow, I could have really never truly been myself in that relationship. Whoa, I dodged a bullet.
So the divine was protecting you, even though at the time, sometimes we don't see it that way.
Right, and because we don't have everything, you know, every visual we could ever have, we don't really truly ever have that eagle's point of view. Only divinity does. And when you tune into your soul, what you are able to do is access each moment of that divinity in this time and space and make a decision from the knowing that your wholeness and completeness. And, you know, I can really look at that situation now, although it was extremely painful, about going, wow, how much expansion did I get for that? And if I didn't have the connection, if I didn't practice, do my spiritual practices, if I didn't know I was whole and complete, that heartbreak would have been even worse. So having that connection with your soul helps you create a good foundation of when challenges do come up. And there are things that are going to break our hearts, and there's things that are going to be full of challenges. You know, it's understanding at every point in time that you are safe no matter what. Even in that situation, there was a seed of knowing, I'm safe, I'm going to get through this. Even as I was cursing, even as I was crying, even as I was falling apart, there was still that seed that I could tune into. And I think that's for you next, especially during that time. The only thing I could ask my soul is, what do I do right now? And, you know, it would be of, you can go back to sleep or get up, let's do something. You know, and I would have to really listen to that. And I think one of the problems that people encounter, especially with their business, when they tap into that energy is they get that big vision and they never ask questions. They never go, oh, that's great. So we're going to bring soul language to every person on this planet. Okay, God, what's the next step? What's the first step? They get that big vision and they get overwhelmed instead of going, sometimes even going, I don't know if I can do all that today. What's the first step? What's the first thing that I get to accept? What's the first thing that I get to let go of? Because every external action, there's an internal action that has to take place first. And I think we so often forget that this is a collaboration with ourselves and the universe.
I love that you brought up the business, too, because so many of us, and I work with a lot of heart-centered female entrepreneurs as clients, and it's exactly that. They birth the vision. And sometimes, and I'll speak from my own experience 20 years ago, sometimes it's a merging of ego and spirit, right, depending on where you are on the path.
Yeah.
But and I tell them, I go, you have to start listening, because the ego is the one that when you're a quarter of the way into the journey, that's like, who are you to think you can do this? You shouldn't have been doing this. Who are you to dream so big? And I go, because you're listening to ego. So I love this idea of tapping into the soul and having the conversation with the soul. What's the next best step for this? Because the ego will keep you down.
Yeah, and listen, I like ego. Without ego, you wouldn't get off the couch. You'd be thinking.
Exactly.
Right? So it's really about kind of getting ego on board, you know, going and supporting ego and going, okay, I heard you. I appreciate you. And that's a lie. We're going to tune in here. And then ego, you know, what I always say is, you know, divine intelligence, allow my mind to follow my heart. And that sets up so you want to utilize me? This is good. And, you know, there's some spiritual practices out there, or the way they're taught, about kind of eradicating fear and you know, eradicating ego. And I have warrior energy, you know, and that doesn't work for me because that creates war and, you know, separation. And so, you know, I go, okay, so how can we love ego today? What is ego trying to share with us? And it's so often something that's truly supportive, we just don't know it. And I think with heart-centered entrepreneurs, that they think that they are their business, and they're not. That business energy, that soul, has its own mission. It has a wealth of information, and it doesn't have free will, meaning it's pure consciousness. So if we put pure consciousness into that business energy, it will act pure consciously. It's just understanding what that energy kind of wants and what's the direction. It has a wealth of knowledge. And I think most people don't even take the time to have that conversation with their business.
I love this. And that's what, you follow my brands for a long time. It's all about that, connecting with the soul essence. That's the words I use, and my authentic self, to bring my, to let that shine outward and attract those I'm meant to serve, instead of trying to put a mask on to fit in the business world in a model that isn't the truth of who I am, right? But when I first started doing it, it was scary. But I remember there's a quote still floating around Facebook somewhere that I wrote years ago that said, if success comes to me when I'm hiding behind a mask, then is it truly success? Right? And I wrote that based on my other life, where for 11 years I had a retail business, and it almost killed me. Right? Physically, and now, 20 years later, I feel and look younger, and I believe it's because I live by my soul, not by that other way that I lived before. So this whole conversation is just inspiring to me. And when we come back from this break, Jen, I want to talk about something you mentioned in the last segment about, you mentioned a mission language negotiator. I'd love to hear what other mission languages there are. And I'll be back in a moment with Jennifer Yavizio of soullanguage.us.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com. and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
Wellness and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And we're talking about the soul today, why it's important to listen, what soul language is, and why it's so important to discover what your soul language is. So Jennifer, earlier in the previous segment, you mentioned that there was a mission language called negotiator. What other mission languages are there?
There's actually 19 other ones.
Oh my goodness. So let's start with just a couple of them.
There's a total of 107 different core energies across the three different categories. So there's 19 missions, and I think people really kind of get all crazy about mission and purpose because they're they always focus on the doing about your mission and purpose and what it really is. It's about being. It's what you're profoundly here to experience and then offer that experience to others. And so ones that are kind of, when you say them, people get it. One is called Pioneer. And pioneers are all about forging new roads for themselves and others, very top line. And the unconscious or the struggle part of that is it's like bright, shiny object syndrome. It's like squirrel. And so they keep creating and creating, and nothing closes or they feel unsupported. Another one is Mentor, which is kind of top line again. Their mission here is to be profoundly mentored and to profoundly mentor others. The unconscious of that is they're over-mentoring. They mentor and create codependent relationships. I'm an equalizer, and that's all about creating that profound formula of balance, first for myself and then others. And another one is called Prophet. And prophets not only have a message to deliver, they also kind of know the structure of that message, top line. And the unconscious top line is, you know, that locked up a divine voice and feelings of being unsupported and feelings of being almost crucified if they speak out.
Whoa. Okay, so now I have some questions for you because that's only four of, four of the 19. And I saw myself in a couple. And before I tell you what they are, I have a question for you. So it's almost like the lightness. I don't like that word. I was going to say light and dark. It's the high vibration, the low vibration for each one. And as we work on our soul consciousness, is that when you can heal the flip side and come into alignment with the higher vision of that soul language, of that mission?
You know what? That's a great question. So here's the thing. The more that you are in consciousness, the more that you are going to be utilizing that soul language consciously. Then you're going to hit a plateau, and then the soul is going to go more, more, which people most often mistake that as not enough. So when the soul is always wanting to expand, that unconscious is going to sneak up again in very sneaky ways. That's okay. That's an indication that you want expansion. That's an indication that you get to turn towards truth, that you are whole and complete. That's an indication that this is just an area of your life or a situation that you're not utilizing consciously. So, you know, there are profound healings that we've all had, and yet there are big themes that we will always be dealing with, and it's not because that can't be healed. It's just a resource of moving from separation to wholeness and completeness. We're very complex. And, you know, I have this belief that the Dalai Lama does this. He just does it much better than the rest of us. And he's been taught how to do this since he's been a little peanut, right? It's always a choice. We have free will. So we're always going to, and so when we choose not, that's unconsciousness or, as you would say, lower vibration.
That's a great idea. That I had the choice to choose how I showed up in every moment, even in the moments of deep pain.
Yeah.
That's when I woke up. It was 1991. But the reason I asked that, well, one more question, then I'll have a question. So can someone be more than one category?
No.
Okay,
that would
one.
That would be so confusing for you. Now, there are lifetimes where you probably were different soul languages. That's like metaphysics. You know, 16 on the soul language scale. But you really, each of us only chooses three core energies, one out of the three different categories of soul language to utilize, to be an expert in this lifetime. And then your business has its own three sets. So, but, you know, what I also teach support from that. You
mentioned the struggles back then, things weren't flowing. Things were stuck. When you first said it, I resonated with that because I said, whoa, I lived that. But then when you got to Prophet and Messenger, I've always felt like that's what I'm here to do, just spread a message of inspiration. And what was the other side of that? I missed it. I got the words locked
the prophet,
up. But,
of the
yes.
Prophet?
Yes.
Struggling with divine voice. Feelings of persecution, feelings of not knowing your own message, And, you know, Linda, I think you're highly innovative. And I also think you're a spiritual leader. So, and here's my intuition happening. So those two kind of soul traits, they take a lot of pioneering energy to happen with, right? So you might deeply resonate with pioneer. You also might have a community of pioneers. So I, like, collect soul angle to hit for both the pioneer and the prophet.
And it's so funny, when you're a spiritual leader, many years ago I had a scientific hand analysis done, not palm reading. I'm sure you know what it is. Okay.
Of course. Beth Davis did mine. That's how I started the journey.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to mention names, but that Beth did mine too, right? So she said, you're a spiritual messenger, right? And she said, you are here to transform lives, da-da-da. And at the time she said it, I remember going, what? Aspire was, it was probably 2009. And I remember I wasn't owning my gifts fully at that time, like many of us don't, right? I still have that inside my desk, along with Akashic Records reading that I had done by probably another mutual friend of ours, and Jennifer. And what I keep them in my desk as a reminder, as I will keep this conversation in our desk, as a reminder is our soul always knows, Jennifer. It always knows. And I want to thank you for sharing those with me, and we're going to jump over back to the final commercial break, and we'll dive in. It's like I could keep going on this conversation. So I'll be back in a moment with Jennifer Uvizio of soullanguage.us.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ladies, it's time to remove the veils of pain, shame, and self-doubt that are smothering your inner light and leave you feeling disconnected from the truth of who you are. You are a radiant, divine woman of strength, love, and wisdom who deserves to live a life of joy, love, and inner peace. Life and spiritual coach Mal Duane, who is often referred to as the champion for restoring women's self-worth, supports women in stepping out from behind the energetic veils that separate them from the truth of who they are. It is possible to move through your fears, break through limiting beliefs, and release the shackles of shame and self-judgment. And you don't have to do it alone.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Master Intuitive Jennifer Uvizio of SoulLanguageUS.us. Jennifer, I was really getting deep into the 19 mission soul languages that you have, pioneer,
well,
mentor.
I think actually we should talk about tone, because way back,
yes,
I looked up in my little groovy chart here, way back in 2011, we identified one of your soul languages, that soulful personality language, called the disillusionist, which is all about breaking down the illusions for themselves and others through words or images, and then you can deconstruct themselves, yourself, and others to the core, which allows opportunities to rebuild new illusions in different ways. In other words, breaking down your own beliefs and others' beliefs to provide yourself and others with more sustainable beliefs.
I'm going to cry. Do you know what? I forgot that we did that. And you almost use the same words my clients say to me. It says, Linda, you hold up a mirror to help me see the truth of who I am, not what my mind tells me I am. And they always use the term recalibrate, that I help them recalibrate, which is really helping them recalibrate the false beliefs to help them step into their true purpose, right?
Exactly. And you know, it's, I love disillusionists, by the way. I collect them. You know, the amazing thing about them is And I know you do this so lovingly. I've seen you do it so lovingly. You know, I've been called the liquid nitrogen of soul. Disillusionists are like liquid nitrogen on crack. Like, they can just go bing, and you're like, oh, crap. I didn't see that. Like, so it's just a powerful energy to get to the root or the cause of something and not go around it. And, you know, I think especially what's going on this day and age, getting to the root of a situation and creating a new seed so it takes shape is so key. I think it's so needed, and I think it reduces struggle. And so, that's who you are on a fundamental core level to me.
Well, thank you. And that's called, that was, so there's tones, and what was the name of that one again? Soulful what?
It's disillusionist, and it's called the tone. That's the category.
Yeah.
And that's all about that soulful personality. So it's really, you prefer to go through life by breaking down people's beliefs and providing them with sustainable ones. And
yeah.
When I mean you provide, I mean you give them the opportunity.
Yes. I always use the phrase quite often of I hold up a mirror to them, but I also had to break it. This would also mean, because I spent 35 years, I'm 55 now, really diving deep, blowing up the beliefs that I had that were sabotaging me, right? So this could also mean what you work on yourself as well as others.
It always starts at home.
Okay, because I would say, oh my God, I had to do my work first, and that's what prepared me for the work I do with my private clients now.
Yeah, listen, if anybody wants to change the world, the only way you're going to do that is to transform yourself. That's the way. You know, as you impact your individuality, you impact the whole, and then people also will start showing up. Community members will start showing up to share and learn from your wisdom. So everything about soul language starts at home first, and then we extend it out. Masters of service, and I don't know if your hands say that, but I'm a master.
Yeah, how do you know?
So, yes. And I have 10 worlds, which is like, you know, I mean, I'm not fooling around. It's all about service. You know, masters of service tend to integrate something and want to share it right away. You know, what I also teach individuals is, and I had to learn this the hard way, okay, let's pause and let's integrate before I move on to that next thing. Because, you know, if I really want to transform my life, I have to transform it here at home rather than being of service, because that's going to turn into servitude.
Exactly. And that is the issue I came into it with, you know, in my 20s and 30s, is I gave so much of myself that there was nothing left for me in that other business that I talked about.
Yeah.
So I had crossed over, and then that's what I meant by when I said it almost cost me my life, because it did. You can only give so much of yourself before your body starts shutting down.
Exactly, before you start to collapse. And here's the thing, you know, so often people don't understand, especially heart-centered entrepreneurs, that they are part of the service agreement, and that it, you know, if you're creating a movement, and I specialize in helping people, you know, receive from that movement, that huge, 10-year or 20-year kind of 100-year company, you have to receive more than you give. And everyone went, what? You have to receive more than you give, because it takes a lot of resources to create a 100-year company.
It's so true. And when you said that your school is service too, and I remember her saying, I had this bullseye print on my thumb. And it just told her a lot of other things, as you know, like serving humanity in a big way. Now, when I heard that back then and went through that reading, I didn't understand it all, I'll be fully honest. I'm like, what is she talking about? How can I be school of service and run a successful business? How can I be called a successful spiritual entrepreneur, which was what my purpose was, right? But I realize now, just like everything we're talking about today, that was my path. That was the healing I had to go through to prepare me for everything that I've done today.
Exactly.
So the work that you're doing in the world through soul language and educating all of us about the importance of soul language is exactly about that, is learning to understand how we're here while our soul is here to lead us through this lifetime. That's so freaking exciting to me, right? Because
I love it, and I love it when you understand the business soul languages, because then it becomes really freaking awesome. Because then you have a whole, you truly realize that you called in a business to support you and then to support others, and it has information to, it's like having a whole team of guardian angels. It's really powerful, and then it becomes easy, the how becomes easier, because, you know, you're not all like, well, how, what do I say, and how do I put this together? You're like, oh, I'll just ask the business team. And they come up with some great stuff. My favorite example of this was, I was in the shower several years ago, and I was cursing. Where are my people? Where, blah, blah, blah. And the business team went, go to the beach. And I went, oh, no, I'm very action-oriented. My personal soul is all action. Well, I got things to do. And I heard the business soul go to the beach. I was like, fine. Put all my stuff in a bag. I went to the beach, and I came home.
Bye. When you get on this path, especially if you are tapped into your heart, right, and like I said, I follow my soul whispers, that we all came with a unique purpose. And for me, I've been an entrepreneur since, like I said, 92. I guess that is my purpose, right? And it was defining that so that it became my truth. So I've always believed that if you show up authentically and listen to your soul, that you will find that it that you're meant to do. Don't try to create a business. I'll give you the perfect example, John. I'm in a high-end mastermind, and about 6 months ago, the mentor, there's 70 people there, and the mentor says, so Linda, can you give us a quick overview of your business plan, because you've achieved so much in the last year? And I actually said this out loud in front of, you know, 6- and 7-figure business owners. I said, I think you may have asked the wrong person that question. And he says, why? I said, I haven't had a business plan in 22 years. I said, my business plan is my divine support team, right, and my truth. And my desire to serve in a way that reflects what excites me, but also serves others. And the room got very quiet, and he said, nothing? I said, nothing is written down on paper. And that works for me. I'm not saying I would advise a new person to do that, but it's what you just said, is I tapped into the essence of who I am, which is my soul, to birth something beyond my ego could have created.
Exactly.
Yes, and I want that for all women or entrepreneurs who wonder if it can flow with ease and grace. I'm here to say, yes, it can, because I used to walk through mud trying to do it the other way. When I let go, and now I'm on 4-day work weeks for the last 3 years with my team loves me for that, mm-hmm. and I run 5 brands on 4 days a week and still take 5 weeks off a year. How? Because it's with my divine support business team, as you said. I love that term, by the way. So I'm excited, because if someone wants to learn more about all of this, I want you to please go to soullanguage.us. You don't usually hear me say, run to someone's site at the end of a radio show, but this is how important I feel that this topic is. This is what we need to shift the world, to shift, really to shift everything, right? Imagine if we all show up in our truth. So I want to invite you.
I think that would be groovy.
Oh, my God. It's like I want, and I know you get this, I want everyone to feel what I feel on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not talking about, I've had business failure. Believe me, I've fallen many times on my face over the last, 25 years being an entrepreneur. It isn't about what I'm doing. It's about who I'm being. And when I'm being in my truth and in my essence, I can serve at such a higher level and create projects that vibrate at that level that people feel the love and service, because I'm tapped into the essence of who I am. And that's everything, really, in a nutshell, that we've been talking about today, right, Jennifer?
Exactly.
Tapping into your personal soul language. So please, I invite my listeners to go to soullanguage.us, learn more about this, grab a copy of her book, learn about Jennifer's programs. And that book, the one about soul language, is Soul Language, Consciously Connecting to Your Soul for Success. It's on Amazon as well as on her site. And dive deeper into this. It's life-changing. Well, my beautiful friend, I am so grateful for our time together today. And let's keep going.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I've always loved the work you're doing in the world. I'm glad we've circled back around to reconnect again because this, what you're doing is powerful. It's a gift. So thank you, my friend. And everyone, be sure to join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Inspired Conversations. If you're looking for even more inspiration, be sure to claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, and you can do that at subscribetoaspire.com. By the way, that includes over 40 transformational gifts from some amazing heart-centered entrepreneurs. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.